found the candy.
It's all Tootsie Rolls.
That's your favorite, right?
Nobody wants Tootsie
Don't
Rolls.
Don't you love Tootsie Rolls? No. I thought I remember hearing you love. I'm so happy that you've come in your costume from the weekend.
Yes.
Which princess are you? Which Disney princess?
I don't remember.
Oh, it's just gorgeous.
It's kind of a mixture of all of them.
It's just, it's not scary, though. There's no blood.
No.
There's no tears.
No, I just wanted to go as a wholesome Disney character.
Well, you're wholesome,
like
all right. What's up, my brother?
It is 95.5 KLOS, the California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
How was your weekend?
Good. Were you here yesterday? Because I wasn't here yesterday.
Was I here yesterday? Yeah, I was here. I worked
like
10 hours.
Oh,
yeah.
How'd it go? I'm so sorry I didn't bother showing up.
It was really hard because you didn't care.
I know. What a dickweed.
Yeah.
I
So it was very difficult, but I struggled.
I tuned
I
in.
Made it.
I thought you sounded a little like JD, but it was weird. I don't know.
I do an impression.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's a good impression.
Very solid.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Alrighty.
Give me five.
Yeah, I will. Clothes, I think.
No, we just did clothes.
Oh, yeah, that's
week.
Right. Oh, self. Self-serve. So the word self or selves turning up in every single song.
Self.
Weird thing about that. I've already found that most of the songs I can think of are alternative songs. Alternative folk. Punk folk apparently like to talk about themselves quite a bit.
And not so much classic
rock? Not so much rock with the word self, anyway.
Huh.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Selves. Ourselves? Does that count?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. But, yeah, self is ideal.
Right. It's Customer Appreciation Day.
That's
the first day of the month that we're here. It is Tuesday, November 1st.
Yeah.
So we're going to ask some questions, give away some T-shirts, allegedly. It hasn't happened yet. We have our weekend Next Door app update.
Yep. Oh, good. Oh, man. Solid.
We're going to talk about the Powerball, which is up to 1.2 billion.
Yep. Yes, it is.
And the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Yeah.
Before 4 o'clock, your chance to win.
Yeah, $3,600.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's way up there, too.
All right. That's coming up before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
Well, hell, I know you didn't win even those two tickets that were sold here in Los Angeles for a big chunk of change because I see you sitting there.
How do you know I didn't win?
You? Well, maybe. I guess you.
Were there two in Southern California?
Yeah, two like $700,000. $1,000 ones.
Wow.
In a couple different places here in L.A., I believe, that were sold. Yeah.
Wow.
But I certainly didn't win them. I'm not trying to fool everybody into thinking I didn't and continue my regular job for a while.
No, you wouldn't do that. No. You wouldn't show up ever.
That's true. You'd never hear from me again.
Ever. I've worked with two partners most of my life.
Yeah,
both
that's weird.
Both of them have the same promise. If I were to win the lottery, you would not hear from me.
Isn't that nice, though?
Yes.
It's like a present to you. You don't ever have to put up with either one of us ever again.
Well, way to spin it in a positive way.
That's a very thoughtful
thing.
So
it's up to $1.2 billion.
Oh, my God. Bring it.
Yes.
I want it.
So I went to buy the tickets,
yep.
And it said $1 billion or whatever it was. And then I saw the other one, the smaller one, the one that's just like, please, don't insult.
How much was it?
$86
million. Oh, who cares?
Yeah, right?
Who needs that?
And then I stopped for a second, and I went, what's the pay? That's the payout on that is $49 million.
Yeah, yeah.
More than I would ever. What am I doing?
What do you? How are you poo-pooing that?
Why am I mocking the small
we
one?
Come to that.
That would
if you're not able to
million.
Buy Twitter in cash, I'm
right.
not interested.
What the hell? Why do we work that way?
I don't know.
We
that.
Really do pay attention
America.
When it's $1.2 billion.
Yes.
But we don't when it's $400 million.
Anymore. We did. That used to be crazy. But now it's like, bah.
Right. Whatever.
Our friends would mock us for winning
it's
so
your
little.
$400 million. Don't come at me with that.
I'm going to keep my dollar.
So it's up to $1.2 billion.
Yeah.
And the drawings are on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
So. Yeah, so where did you put your ticket when you purchased it?
On my nightstand. I know where it is.
Okay, all right, because I went on Friday.
Yet. I haven't checked yet.
Oh, yeah. You know, you can scan them and it just tells you right away.
Mm-hmm.
So that one that was, how much was it, $36 million or something on Friday?
Right. That was the last day?
Yeah, and it didn't get claimed.
$38 million, yeah.
$38 million. Did not get claimed. Someone in San Diego has got it in their sock drawer under their silk underwear.
Or yeah. Who knows?
And then what happens with that money, you said?
It goes to the LAUSD.
And they've made $1 billion so far on the lottery.
They've made $1 billion not on the lottery. They made $1 billion on people who didn't claim their money.
Are you hearing that, everyone?
That many people didn't realize they won
if
and go claim their money.
Buy a damn ticket. It's very nice of you to help out the LA.
Sure. Sure, that's great.
Unified school district. But
maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's crazy. That's a crazy number to me, $1 billion that of unclaimed money.
It is.
That's insanity.
It's sad. It's, don't worry. We won't do that.
Nope.
We'll claim our. Trying to be quiet. I'm not very good at it. The song is ending. It's my song. There it goes. Bye.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for the weekend Nextdoor app update.
Oh, these are my favorite. What is wrong with people?
The Nextdoor app is something.
It is. I was talking to a guy at a party actually this weekend, and he was like, he had never really looked at it before until like this like week. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I was expecting to find out maybe why the helicopter was circling in my neighborhood, and instead I saw a bunch of people going, why are you drop dead?
Yeah.
Someone said, it's kind of warm today. Oh, what are you, a communist? You want it to be a perfect temperature? I mean, he was so blown away, and it was hilarious.
The first one that I have is a trending post.
Yeah.
Which means, I guess, a lot of people are
chiming in, agreeing with whatever it is, yeah.
And it just says in capital letters, disgusted with Kevin. That's not cool.
This could be from anywhere in the world.
It really could
be,
yes.
Rude. That's just rude. That's terrible. Rude. It can't be you, could it?
No. Mm. Meanwhile, in Virginia, does anyone know if microwaves kills COVID?
Oh, my God.
Think about how many people have handled your mail. Should I microwave it?
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. That does it.
This one's headlined, Minute Rice, Disappointed. Today I made minute rice for soup. I was very disappointed to learn that you have to make it in 5 minutes or even more. I've attached a picture of the rice so my neighbors don't have to be so sad as I am.
Because they've never tried minute rice before. I mean, I guess that's almost fair enough, but why are you going to heads up your neighbers?
I don't know.
But just call it 5 minute rice. That'd be fine.
I don't understand it right. My son has recently been asking if he can have wine with us at dinner.
Was he 4?
He is 12.
It's not okay in these United States. I know in Europe, everywhere, kids are like, sure.
Yeah, he's very mature for his age. He says his friend's parents let them drink and says they've even given him beer sometimes when he goes over there for supper.
Oh, don't tell, dude. Keep your mouth shut.
He's not circumcised, if that helps. What?
So.
What was the, what?
If that helps. Well, is he Jewish? Then no.
I don't understand why that was tacked.
Because if he was Jewish, it would be more okay for him to have wine with dinner.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, even if he's 12.
Part of the religious.
Right.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
That's ridiculous, as it were, if you will.
Do gophers eat marijuana plants? Just trying to figure something out. Thanks.
I wonder what? What are you trying to figure out, buddy?
new, unopened box of Kotex tampons.
Okay.
Let's just say the lady of the house no longer requires these. Hooray!
Wow. So she's dead, or she's hit that time of the year,
she's
pregnant.
Right.
That time of life.
Right, right.
Not the year.
Right. Hi, remember the coat of mine you borrowed and lost last year?
I sure do.
Yes. I already apologized, but I'm sorry. I saw you wearing it yesterday.
So you take to that instead of calling them or texting them or stopping by.
Yes,
you go to next door and you go, I saw you walking around the neighborhood with my coat of many colors.
And the final two, this one was trending.
Uh-huh.
Today's trending post. Please get your kids under control.
There you go. I agree with that. I'm going to make that one trend.
And then it was followed up with, if I yelled at your kids, it's because they deserved it.
Let us not forget the wise teachings of Marcy here on KLOS. Anytime is a good time for Bush.
Yes, agreed.
Fact.
That's an important thing to bring up. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's talk about Customer Appreciation Day.
Ah, it's my favorite. It's the first of the month, isn't it?
It's the first of the month.
Oh, it's the best.
It is November 1st. November 1st.
That's unbelievable.
It really is.
Your flu passed.
And so we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS if you are our customers, if you listen to this radio station or our show.
Yeah. We have important questions for you. We're going to delve deep. We're going to rip into your soul and find out what makes you tick.
Correct. And then we're going to promise you a t-shirt. And I'm saying right now it's 50-50.
We've only had, you know what, maybe we should ask this. Has anybody ever actually received their t-shirt?
No, I don't want to ask a question.
Never mind that.
I know the answer to.
But yeah, you answer our questions and you can put up with us and you don't slam the phone down, then we'll get you a t-shirt.
And we say thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you for listening.
818-955-KLOS.
You go into a Baskin Robbins, it's Customer Appreciation Day. They ask you what your favorite flavor of ice cream is.
Mm-hmm.
We do things a little differently here at KLOS.
Correct, yes. We have you call, then we try to embarrass you, and then we give you a t-shirt.
We claim we're going to give you a t-shirt.
So it is Customer Appreciation Day. KLOS, hello.
Hello, what do you want to know?
You don't want to know what we want to know.
So we want to say, first of all, thank you for listening.
Sure.
And have you ever, and the question is, have you ever been to a nude beach?
I've been to more than a beach. And I said, when I was a kid, my parents used to go to nudist camp. And everybody plays volleyball and tennis at night because it's so hot.
Right.
I've been to a nudist camp where everybody's naked. And when you go get a grilled cheese sandwich down at the snack shop, the lady only wearing an apron with a bow tied above her butt.
That is not appetizing.
Well,
generally.
I don't want to go to that person
dangerous.
For my food.
Hold on. Don't go away. We'll get some information for you and send you a t-shirt so you don't have to be naked anymore.
Thank you.
Because we care.
We
thank
do.
You.
We care deeply.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
This is Dilbert. How you guys doing?
Dilbert, we're good. It's Customer Appreciation Day. What is the most annoying thing about your best friend?
He farts too much. Sometimes when I'm bending down, tying my shoelaces, he farts on my face.
I'm not hanging out with that dude.
No,
that's
same.
Not going to happen. Thanks for calling, and thanks for answering truthfully.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. It is our Customer Appreciation Day.
It is.
And we're happy that you're listening. And can we ask you a few questions?
Yeah.
All right. Have you ever flashed anybody?
No.
Oh, are you willing to try now?
Yeah.
Awesome.
She's a willing participant.
Yeah.
Would you date an older man? And if so, how old?
Yeah, like how many years older?
34.
You'd go 34 from your age.
How old are you? Can I ask how old you are?
34.
Oh,
okay. So you would double it.
Yeah.
I find that fascinating.
Wow. So 68.
Yeah, I'm not 69 though, huh?
I love you guys.
Thank you.
Hold on. We're going to get you an exciting t-shirt suitable for wearing or wrapping fish in. Don't go away. It is Customer Appreciation Day.
818-955-KLOS. The bad news is...
Yes.
It's already November 1st.
That doesn't make sense.
The good news is...
Yes.
It's time for our Customer Appreciation, which we do on the first of every month.
Love it. We find out a lot of stuff about these people.
We want to thank you everybody people. That listens to this station
truly
and to our show.
Yes.
And KLOS, who's this?
Yo, it's TJ.
TJ, hey. It is Customer Appreciation Day.
Right on.
So I want to ask you a question. If you could be reincarnated into anyone's body, who would you want to become?
From history or current or what?
History, current, both.
Anything.
Maybe Lita Ford in her prime so I could, you know.
Spend a lot of time at home alone.
Right.
I like the way you think.
You're going to kiss yourself deadly.
Hey, if I get the promise of a t-shirt, will it preclude me from winning any of those very last row concert tickets that I sometimes can call for?
No, just don't tell anyone.
Yeah, just don't mention it. La-di-da. Hold on, we'll get you that t-shirt. Don't go away. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hi, this is Rob Potter.
It's our Customer Appreciation Day, Rob. We want to tell you that we appreciate the shit out of you.
Well, right on.
What's your worst habit, Rob?
Being myself.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, get specific.
I'm late all the time.
Kevin,
I have horrible manners, I guess you would say, and I like to get dirt all over the place with dirt bikes and dune buggies.
Welcome, brother.
Yeah.
You be a part of the fold.
Yes, you hold on.
Yeah, don't go away. We'll get you a t-shirt, and then you can get it all dirty. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hey, it's Charlene from La Mirada.
Hey, Charlene, you know that it's Customer Appreciation Day on KLOS's Kevin and Sluggo program?
Yes, I do.
Nice.
All right, here's a question for you. If you had to choose between being poor and smart or being rich and dumb, which would you choose?
Mm.
Poor and smart.
Rich and dumb.
Rich and dumb.
but you know, my fear of that, someone's going to rip you off because you're dumb.
it's worth a roll of the dice.
Yeah, there you go.
I won't know because she's
that's
dumb.
True.
Yeah, good
point. Good one.
All right,
well, hold on. We'll get you a t-shirt that you can sell for lots of money and become rich, okay?
Okay.
Hold on a second. 818-955-KLOS.
Customer Appreciation Day.
Bang, bang.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. The KLOS $100,000 name game on the way.
Coming up in minutes.
As is, give me five.
Yes.
In a few minutes. First is Customer Appreciation Day. KLOS, hello.
Yay, this is Terry.
Terry. Hi, Terry.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely.
Here's a question for you. How far would you go with someone you just met and will never see again?
Pretty far.
Let's say we're playing baseball. Then how far would you go?
Maybe third base. All right. Maybe getting a little pickle at home base.
Is it the never see again part that really helps you get to third base?
Of course.
Get a little pickle between third base and home.
Yeah. That's good.
Hilarious. Thank you. Hold on.
We'll get you a lovely KLOS t-shirt. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Guinevere,
how many people have you kissed?
Oh, God. A lot.
A lot like 20? A lot like 100?
Definitely not 100.
Okay, so in the 20 to 50 range.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Would you go out with an older guy than you? How old is too old?
I am right now, so.
Oh. How old is he?
He's 56. He's going to kill me.
How much older is he than you then?
4 years.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Oh, yeah. Try and find someone much older and get back to us.
Dump this guy and then get somebody older and get back to us.
And then we'll give you a t-shirt. Hold on, don't go away. Hi, KLOS, who's this?
Hello, is it Customer Appreciation Day?
Yes, it is. And who's this?
This is Alex.
Alex. All right, what is the worst song we play on KLOS?
Oh, man, it was a kind of Aerosmith song I heard this morning.
And which one was it?
Yeah, which one?
It was it Mama Ken?
Aerosmith, Mama Ken? You don't like this song right here?
You knew we were going to play it, right?
I had no idea.
Give me five.
Pretty. Five songs in a row at 5 o'clock with a theme. Sluggo, what do we got?
Self. Does it have the word self in the title? Then give us a call. Suggested 818-955-KLOS or at Kevin M. Sluggo on Twitter. Who was that guy we were asking if you could be like John Malkovich?
Right.
Be whoever. And he said that he was going to go with Lita Ford.
He would come back as her.
That was his song, I believe.
Stay home all day.
So that's for you, dude.
This is Sticks for Jim and Tustin.
Fooling yourself. It's self-serve on the Gimme 5 today. Songs with the word self in the title. It is Gimme 5. 5 songs with self in the title. What do you got?
How about Self-Esteem by The Offspring?
Oh, that's a great idea.
That works totally. We will play it for you now.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hey. Gimme 5 with the word self in the title.
Hate Myself for Loving You by Joan Jett.
Ah, that's a good
one. That's a great one.
I love that. Who are you?
My name is Jenna.
Jenna, that's a great request. Thank you.
Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I Hate Myself for Loving You.
A couple Jones in a row.
All right.
I love a couple Jones in a row. Who's this?
This is Nick.
Nick, thanks for calling.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Kevin and I are suffering through our Monday since we didn't bother showing up yesterday. And Kevin, what time is it?
It's time for People Are Dumb.
People are dumb. Uh-huh. When you're a dumb. Yeah. Kevin and Slugger, they ought to know.
This feature is almost exclusively men.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
As men really are pretty dumb.
Just pretty dumb.
Two Fayetteville women charged after making fake bomb threats against Campbell's Soup.
Why would anyone get so mad at Campbell's Soup? It's good.
That's a great question. Wow. I don't know. This comes out of North Carolina. Two Fayetteville women in Arkansas.
Hey, we know that town pretty well. You and I. That's weird. Okay.
Two women were arrested on Wednesday after authorities say they made multiple false bomb threats against the Campbell's Soup Company. Adriana Bell, 23, and Montanique Ziegler, 20, were both arrested and charged with felony conspiracy and making a false report concerning a destructive device. Now, this is weird. Wilkins said that Ziegler previously worked for the factory.
Well, she had worked there at Campbell's Soup.
But was terminated for something unrelated to the bomb threat.
So she got terminated, and then X amount of time later, she gets together with her friend. Oh, she was terminated later.
She was terminated after the bomb threat.
After the bomb threat.
For something else, which means I don't think they tied her to it yet.
Or Campbell's Soup is down with people making bomb threats.
I doubt that.
They work there only if they work there.
I doubt that, because they have to stop production and throw out all the soup, and it costs a lot of money.
There goes the cream of chicken.
Right. But imagine,
how do they get that anyway, by the way?
Imagine she's calling in bomb threats.
Wait, what are you doing? And then you go to work.
And then she gets fired for something else.
Maybe she was hoping to not have to go into work for a while. We got a bomb threat. We better send everybody
I guess
home.
We should go home today.
Hey, that's
just every day. Nope.
Hello?
Nope.
KLOS?
No, at the other place, we had a guy do that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
One of our friends was put in jail for the weekend.
So not a very wise
plan. So let's not do that. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Keep listening for a chance to win the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Win it. It's up to $2,600 now.
Assembly Bill 2147.
Oh, that's my favorite. Now, 2146 wasn't... I don't know what you're talking about.
No, you don't. It is known as the Freedom to Walk Act.
Oh, the jaywalking thing here in LA?
It has been signed into law.
Yeah, I don't know.
Starting January 1st of 2023.
I don't know how I feel about it.
Really?
Yeah. Because I hate it when people just step in front of your car and I'm always like, yeah, you should be arrested.
Sure. Well, there is that exception. That if police officers see you walk dangerously into traffic or where a car is coming where they have to slam on their brakes or something, where there's danger involved,
they can still get you. Oh, well, good, because I love jaywalking. In New York, I was professional at it. I realized, unfortunately, in New York, if you live there for a while, you know, you start to cross against the lights and stuff, but then the tourists follow you, and they follow you when it's dangerous. And so I had to stop jaywalking whenever
you
I pleased.
Didn't care.
When I did. I got a few killed. It was funny. But yeah.
But jaywalking to me has always been the lamest ticket.
Yeah, totally
the
agree.
The lamest ticket.
Can you imagine having to write it?
You don't even get pulled over. You get walked over by a cop.
Do you know why I'm walking you over today?
when my former partner and I first started in this city, he got a jaywalking ticket. And I made fun of him because it's super lame. It's a lame ticket.
Ooh, he's a bad guy, man. So bad boy.
He had a court date. So I went with him as his lawyer.
Oh, well, we do know the story. I like this story. Yes. This is a good story. Go on.
And pled insanity in front of the judge.
You pled insanity in front of the judge.
My partner doesn't know where he is or what he's thinking about, and he just walks wherever he wants to walk. He's not aware of it, Your Honor.
How'd that go over?
And we were chuckling, and we, of course, thought... This judge needs a little comic relief.
Yeah,
he's been in court all day. There's
gotta
case
be
after case.
The lamest ticket he's got in front of him. Probably
he has
on a docket for
never been more angry. He said, "What if I put both of you in jail for 3 days right now?"
Wow, are you serious? Those were his exact words. I didn't know it was 3 days.
Then I sat down.
Damn.
And he gave me a fine.
How much?
I don't remember.
Like, I hope it was at least 500. He probably upped it.
If it would have been 5,000, he would have paid it. We were scared out of our minds. It's so dumb. But it's such a lame ticket.
It is.
So the question is, what is the lamest ticket you've received? Because some tickets are lame.
Oh,
let's
man.
Be honest. If you get a ticket for going 58
right.
in a 55.
Yeah.
What?
That's you did. You pissed
Come
off
on.
That cop, or he was already pissed
he was
off.
On a, or he was looking for to fill a quota, which of course don't exist, but of course they do.
He's just in a bad mood.
What's the lamest ticket you received? That's certainly one of them.
Beans jaywalking ticket.
Jaywalking
that you almost
ticket.
Got thrown in jail for three
almost.
Days
it was, it was funny, right until the judge realized that we were kidding. And then he didn't have any time for us. Did we record that court proceeding? No, it would have been illegal.
Oh, so you certainly did not? Question mark?
Right?
All right, let's hear your
question
lame
mark?
Tickets. 818-955-KLOS.
The lamest ticket that you ever received.
Bring that tape in tomorrow.
Next year, California pedestrians will be able to jaywalk without getting a ticket, as long as it's not dangerous.
Right.
Finally, that has been signed into law.
It really concerned me a lot when I'd run across streets on a regular basis.
I'm sure
but now,
it did.
Whew!
So we're talking about the lamest ticket you ever received.
Hey, the dumbest ticket I ever got was riding double on a bicycle.
What? You can get a ticket for that?
Oh, yeah. I had a beach cruiser, and I had one of my buddies riding on my handlebars
like
and got a ticket for
do.
It.
Dude, that's like what you're
you
supposed
do.
To do.
What kind of ticket do they give? How much was the ticket?
Not once. Twice.
What?
You did not learn your lesson, young man?
I did not.
You got a ticket twice for that.
Wow.
Yeah. Teenager is back in the 80s.
Sure, of course. That's what you're supposed to do.
Right. That's what those bikes are made for.
Didn't he feel dumb, like, telling you guys this? Didn't he feel dumb writing out your ticket? I mean, I'd feel so dumb.
I hope he did.
Yeah.
Do you remember how much it was?
Yeah.
It was like $50.
Yeah. Yeah. You didn't go to court and plead insanity?
No.
No, I didn't.
You made the right choice.
Yeah. Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, lamest ticket I ever got was driving through Texas.
Mm-hmm.
flow of traffic, maybe even a little slower than everybody else, but I was the only one with California plates.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's like a red flag.
And your ticket was for what? Going too slow?
No, I was going a little over the speed limit.
Oh, a little high.
So, like, so yeah, but like, so, you know, LA standards going a little over is like 50 over. So, were you going like?
No, it was like 3 over.
Okay, yeah, so you were keeping up with traffic.
Yeah.
And you were going 3 over.
Cali plate, pull it over.
Yep. You got in trouble for being from California.
Boo.
The lamest almost ticket I got was just driving into Arkansas with California plates, and the policeman pulled me over and said, "You almost crossed over the line, so I just wanted to check on you and see if you're okay."
What?
Almost crossed over the line.
Really? Wow. That's a guy looking for trouble.
Yeah, it is.
All right, thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Don't go to Texas. That's what we're learning.
Yeah, don't leave California.
Right.
Unless you're not from California. Get out. 818-955. I saw Maui right away on Maui. Hey, welcome to Maui. Now we'll leave. Go home. I'm like, good for you. 818-955-KLOS.
The lamest ticket you received. If you're in Los Angeles, you can jaywalk safely without getting a ticket starting in 2023.
That's unbelievable. That must have been a hard-fought thing to win. That particular battle.
I don't think it was. I think I was reading someplace that the author of it only had to put it in twice.
Oh, really?
And then it passed. Because it's a lame ticket.
Yeah, it is pretty lame.
Unless you're causing danger, in which case they can still give you a ticket.
Okay.
But if you're not causing danger, you can jaywalk. And that, to me, is the lamest ticket that you can get.
Yeah.
So that's the topic. The lamest ticket you ever received. You got one of those?
Oh, this ticket I got was like a dare. Someone dared me to ride one of those. You know, those all-star granny bicycles with three wheels,
right.
A basket in the back.
Yes.
So they dared me to drive it on the freeway on the shoulder from one exit to the next. I did that. I was halfway through, and this CHP pulled me over and wrote me a $300 ticket.
Whoa! I mean, listen. Listen, the cop did the right thing.
No, can't you have one little laugh? I mean, you shouldn't do it, of course, but as a cop, I'd be like...
I would have taken that dare, most likely.
Oh, me too.
But also, I would have felt like I deserved the ticket.
Yeah, it's $300. Yeah. Worth it.
I just told him I wanted to take a shortcut.
You told him you were taking a shortcut?
Yeah, because I want to go all the way on the other street side of the freeway.
Did you win any money on your bet, on your dare?
Yeah, $50.
Yeah! So you're $250 down.
Fair enough.
Thank you for calling.
Right on. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
The lamest ticket you ever received. Your chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game coming up very soon. First, we are talking about lame tickets because as of 2023, jaywalking safely is legal.
Woohoo!
That's very exciting.
About bloody time.
Because that was one of the lamest tickets you could ever get was jaywalking.
I mean, you know, you got to run across the street. You got to run across the street.
Right. What are you going to do? As long as you do it safely, they're going to not give you a ticket anymore.
I like that.
So what is the lamest ticket you ever received? KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I'm actually a retired motor officer that was given the tickets.
Okay.
Fantastic.
What's the one you really didn't want to do because it was ridiculous?
Do tell.
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, I gave a lot of tickets, but I gave this one guy a ticket for running a red light.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they argue with me and this and that, so I gave him a ticket, and I let him go on his way, but he was so pissed that he you know, hit the gas, took off, and cut off a moving truck, and the moving truck had to slam its brakes on, so I rode up, pulled him over again, and gave him another ticket.
Sure.
Wow.
I mean, he got two tickets from me within 10 minutes.
He deserved it.
He did.
All right, but wait. Let's talk about the guy that didn't deserve it. You gave a ticket. You were embarrassed to write that ticket.
Yeah, you know in your heart you shouldn't have. No, there had to have been one time. You went home and said,
Don't you lie to us.
Mom, I messed up today.
I never did.
We're going to write you a ticket for lying.
Yeah, we're going to write you a ticket right now.
I wouldn't have pulled him over.
You're a lying liar.
You know why we're pulling you over?
You're getting this ticket because you're lying.
Nope, never.
Right on, man. Well, it's good for sticking to your guns.
Yeah.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
The lamest ticket I ever received was a rolling stop.
Yeah, that's all I ever do.
Right.
So it was 1976. I had just got out of the military. I was 19 years old. Had a gorgeous babe on the back of my Harley. I had just bought it. And I came to a complete stop, still had my feet up on the pegs, and just took off. I never put my feet down, so I got a ticket for that.
Wow, that seems lame.
Did you tell him that you just got back to the stateside?
Yeah.
Did you say, look at the chick on the back?
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't buy anything.
Didn't care,
man,
huh?
Man, man, oh man.
But the chief of police of San Diego at that time was a friend of our families. You know, we ran around with their kids, and that I always gave my tickets to my mom, and they just kind of seemed to went away.
Oh, so nice.
You gotta get me one of them. How do you do that? Get one of them relatives.
Yeah, I don't
like
know. Yeah, I couldn't do it now.
Do you have their number? Oh, you couldn't do it now. Okay, yeah. Never mind.
Well, right on, man. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
The lamest ticket I ever got, I was driving, riding my bike, and I had my headphones in. Cop pulled me over. He must have been bored because he gave me a ticket for it.
For having headphones on when you're riding a bicycle?
Yeah.
Lame. That is lame.
Lame.
Is that illegal?
I didn't even know that was illegal. What? Where is that in the books?
Yeah, I think because it distracts you. You can't hear.
Who cares?
Around you.
So what?
Well, I mean, I believe the police care, but
AC/DC doesn't care.
My ears, my choice.
You're so funny. Thank you
for
calling.
That's beautiful, man. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
The lamest ticket you received. Right now we're talking about the lamest ticket you received. Where were you?
Back in the late 80s, early 90s, I had a 91 Toyota 4x4. I had no mud flaps on it, and the cop gave me a ticket for it.
Oh, man.
No mud flaps.
Did you actually splash him with the officer of peace with mud?
No, I did not.
He just saw that you didn't have them, yeah?
Yeah, because I didn't have them, I didn't think I needed them.
Did you go out and get naked lady ones at least?
I got something very close to it, yes. But and then the cop really didn't like me because when I went to the station to go get it signed off, it was the same cop that gave me the ticket that
hilarious.
I had it signed
off. Hilarious. That is such bad
hey,
luck.
Buddy.
So justice has been served.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man. You know, this reminds me. I got pulled over in my teens for a bumper sticker on my car.
Really?
Yeah, that said, don't like my driving? Dial 1-800-EACH. And he asked me at the end of it, and he wrote the ticket out. He goes, so if I call that number, who will I be speaking with? And I'm like, really?
You'd be talking to s***. That's who. KLOS, hello.
Hi, you still talking about the lame tickets?
Yep. What'd you get?
I got a ticket for warning criminals.
What?
Warning criminals?
So my buddies and I were in the barranca of a park. We were about 16 to 19, a group of us. And we were smoking pot. And I left the barranca to go get my drink from the bench up top, and mm-hmm. a cop was there. So I yelled down, hey guys, cops. And they all scattered, and I got a ticket.
Ha! I didn't know you could get a ticket for warning people that there's a cop there.
I didn't either.
Exactly. I mean, granted, I was one of the ones smoking pot, too. I didn't get that ticket because they didn't see me. But how can you get a ticket just for letting somebody know you were coming? I told the police, you know what? Even if they were doing nothing, I'd let them know that the cops just rolled up in the middle of the park.
Yeah.
Just to make sure they didn't do anything wrong. Like smoke weed.
Right. Right. And they could never prove what was going on down there, but they assumed it was criminals, and I got that ticket.
Boo. Wow. That's the lamest ticket I've ever heard.
That's pretty damn
lame.
That's
it. Right there. You win.
Yeah. I agree.
It basically taught me to run.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. The Powerball is up to $1.2
billion.
Wow!
Damn!
But don't worry yourselves. I'm going to buy the winning ticket tonight.
Oh, that's very thoughtful of
so
you.
So don't worry about it, everybody.
Everyone just stay home. Don't try.
In weekend Next Door app update, there was a trending topic that was, quote, disgusted with Kevin. And I don't appreciate that.
I had to retweet that, and I'm afraid that even more disgust has built up as a result.
Great.
Kevin. Terribly sorry.
And your next chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game is tomorrow with Heidi and Frank at 8 a.m. when it'll be worth $4,200.
Good luck unto you for that. I'm off to pet the kitty.
Enjoy. Peace out. See you tomorrow.
That's the wrong one. Nothing. Don't worry about it. The name game. Played the winner one. You caught that.
Yeah.
Well, I want to have a winner. I want you to win.
All right. We got your shot at the KLOS $100,000 name game. We will take caller 13 818-955-KLOS.
And if you can answer our precious question, your caller 13, then you get yourself $3,600 right now. Good luck.
Plus, a lot of money. Where'd you get it from? Rob a bank? Embezzle it? Where'd you get it?
KLOS, who is this?
Rodney.
Rodney, you are caller 13.
Oh, my gosh. Cool.
We are looking for something you'd find at a construction site with a one-word name.
And allow me to tell you the last couple of guesses. I love one of them. Outhouse. And the other one was hard hat. So what do you got?
Isn't hard hat two words?
I would think that would be two words. But somebody guess hard hat. So
all right. So for $3,600, what would your guess be?
Picture a construction scene in your mind.
I'm going to try crane.
Crane. I think that's a bird.
Oh, sorry, that's wrong.
It's actually a bird, I think.
Thank you.
Thanks, dude. $3,800 next hour.
Between 4 and 5.
Hey, this is Robin Zander from Cheap Trick with a reminder to get out and vote. Make your vote count.
Damn right. We have your shot at the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Yeah, we do. Name game. Woo!
Be caller 13, 818-955-KLOS.
And if you can be caller 13 and answer our precious little question, you get yourself $3,800. The name
game, followed by Gimme Five.
That's coming up in just a moment. But first, let's give away some money, man.
KLOS, who is this?
Is Edgar?
Edgar.
You're caller 13.
Oh, cool, cool.
It means you get your shot at the $100,000 name game. We are looking for something you'd find at a construction site with a one-word name.
And the guesses have led us to $3,800 because it goes up $200 every time someone gets it wrong. The last two wrong guesses were hard hat and crane.
And we should also mention that you get 2-night stay at the Sahara in Las Vegas. That's if right. You win the $3,800.
That's right. So do that right now, Edgar. What's your guess? All right.
Thinking a dumpster?
Dumpster!
I'm sorry, that's wrong.
Incorrect.
Thank you, though.
Sorry, Edgar.
Dumpster fire, then. Dumpster fire.
Dumpster
then.
Fire.
That's my life you're describing.
$4,000 in the 5 o'clock hour.
95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1 Los Angeles.
With another shot to play the $100,000 name game for the growing cash prize. Plus 2 nights at the Sahara Las Vegas coming your way in minutes.
This is Southern California's rock station. This is KLOS.
Give me five.
In a row.
Five songs in a row.
Pretty.
Kevin Sluggo. 5 songs in a row at 5 o'clock with a theme. Sluggo, what do we got?
Self. Does it have the word self in the title? Then give us a call. Suggested 818-955-KLOS or at Kevin and Sluggo on Twitter. That was a very selfish countdown.
See what you did? Because the word is self.
Oh. Name game.
How do you do it?
That wasn't on purpose. I didn't even realize.
How do you do it?
I'm amazed. Maybe I'm amazed.
You're not. 818-955-KLOS. If you'd like to take your shot at the KLOS $100,000 name game, we'll take caller 13 right this second.
And it'll be for $4,000 if you can answer our question. Good luck. Hey, give me five bonus song for you. A last second throw in. Keep yourself alive.
The name game. The name game.
Are we going to do that now? Should we do this now?
Let's do this now.
All righty then.
KLOS, who is this?
This is Jim Manning.
You have made yourself caller 13, Jim.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yep. You get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game. We are looking for something you'd find at a construction site with a one-word name.
And the last two guesses were dumpster and crane. So for $4,000, what do you think it is?
I'm going to say ladder.
A ladder. It's not right.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
Uh-oh.
But it would be out there at the construction site.
It
so
makes sense.
Damn it.
Good guess.
Thanks for playing, Jim.
Hey, Kevin.
Yes.
Been listening to you since 1989, man.
Wow.
Great to hear you guys on the radio.
Wow, nice.
Just graduated high school.
That's really bad judgment on your part, but thank you.
Yeah.
Dude, we were awful in 1990. What were you thinking?
Well, we were drinking a lot. That's
right.
George Harrison was the first Beatle to release a solo album, and it was on this day in rock in 1968 when he released Wonderwall music. It was on this day in rock in 1985 when the Recording Industry Association of America agreed to the PMRC's demands that a warning label be slapped on any album deemed to contain, quote, offensive lyrics. It was about a year after the recording, but on this day in rock in 1994, Nirvana's MTV Unplugged in New York album was released and topped the charts in many different countries.